President of the Council, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, at the outset, my delegation would like to express its sincere appreciation to Madame Seriman, Director of Logistics and Technology Division, and her team for this invaluable timely report. My delegation would also like to thank the esteemed panelists for their insights. Your expertise has greatly enriched our discussion today. We align ourselves with the statement of the Group of 77 in China and the African Group. My delegation expresses its concern over the data presented in the report regarding the environmental impacts of digitalization. Currently, only 7.2% of the global economy is esteemed to be circular. The rising demand for data transmission, processing, and storage driven by new technologies is intensifying emissions and increasing the need for critical minerals, energy, and water. This trend is particularly troubling in a world where 2 billion people still lack access to safe drinking water, and digitalization growing water consumption exacerbates this issue. My delegation also fully supports the recommendations outlined in the report that there is an urgency to move towards circular and inclusive digital economy. This involves integrating sustainable practices throughout the entire life cycle of digitalization. A circular economy not only tackles environmental concerns, but also stimulates economic growth and job creation. To that end, international cooperation is needed to achieve sustainable digitalization through adopting integrated policies that meet the need of all stakeholders, yet preserving the environment and maintaining sustainability. Ladies and gentlemen, my delegation is profoundly concerned that developing countries disproportionately shoulder the ecological costs of digitalization while receiving fewer of its benefits. This alarming fact highlight another critical issue, which is digital divide between global north and global south. The increasing digitalization of economies has underscored the critical role of advancing technologies in maintaining business competitiveness, driving economic growth, and reducing poverty. However, it's also threatening to exclude the world's poorest from the next industrial revolution and deepening existing inequalities. Before I conclude, as digital transformation is becoming a crucial driver of trade and development and serving as a catalyst for achieving the sustainable development goals, it's our collective duty to find a comprehensive approach to accelerate digital economy in developing countries in a way that unlocks their potential in the digital economy for a more inclusive future. I thank you.